more messages by Pastor Sotam Apollo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-445. 0973-744-445. Remember to subscribe.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Special Hope Network, Ministry of Education signs MOU to advance inclusive education. MQ8Z warns against misuse use of fertility drugs in Zambia. In international news, Marine Army denies using jar dust to end fuel convoy attack. And in sports news, Argentina coach demands strong performance against Zambia. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. United Party for National Development, UPND, Mpongwe aspiring Member of Parliament, Emmanuel Kasambo, has apologized to the nation over a viral video in which he is seen landing from a helicopter and boarding in an expensive vehicle, stating that the video has been taken out of context. Mr. Kasambo says he has been using what he described as a hired helicopter for 13 years due to run-down roads in rural constituencies, but be sorry that the video was made public by his associates. Speaking during a media briefing, the former Patriotic Front PFU member distanced the ruling party from his status in society, stressing that as the businessman, he has been hiring the helicopter to meet community needs and attend business meetings in real time. Mr. Kasambo demanded criticism from opposition politicians, declaring that he will not be drained in supporting the UPND and President Hakainde Hichilema, regardless of the backlash. Special Hope Network has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Ministry of Education, Zambia, aimed at strengthening inclusive education and ensuring equitable learning opportunities for all children across Zambia. The partnership seeks to bridge gaps in the education system by combining community-based intervention with the national policy frameworks, recognizing that sustainable change requires coordinated efforts at all levels. Under the agreement, the two parties will work collaboratively to equip teachers with specialized skills, adapt curricula to meet diverse learning needs, and transform schools into supportive and inclusive environments. President and founder of Special Hope Networks, Eric Nelson, says the initiative will also prioritize community engagement to address stigma surrounding disabilities while empowering advocacy clubs within schools to promote inclusive among learners themselves.
Lasting change requires systemic integration. It requires partnership. Today, we bridge that gap. This memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Education is a testament to what is possible when we unite our expertise, our resources, and our deepest commitment to the children of this nation. This partnership is built on the shared understanding that inclusive education is not just a policy to be implemented, but a fundamental human right to be realized.
Meanwhile, Minister of Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe has reaffirmed the ministry's commitment to inclusive and equitable education. He has stated that the agreement aligns with national priorities under the 8th National Development Plan and international frameworks such as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
This memorandum of understanding that we are signing today demonstrates our shared commitment, which is focused to translating policy into action. Very important. So Special Hope Network has, over the years, distinguished itself through dedicated service to children with intellectual disabilities. This category of children is often neglected in our communities. And sometimes we find such kids are actually locked up in the home by parents because of shame and maybe because society doesn't accept them. But with your coming on board, your involvement in what we're doing, government, I think we've begun to see a change of attitude.
The Cleaners Association of Zambia has called on the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise to publicly amount for its achievement over the past 4 years. Association President Renzi Makumbi says the ministry plays a critical role in driving entrepreneurship and national development, but its impact must be clearly demonstrated through tangible results. Mr. Makumbi has challenged the newly appointed Minister Malambo to provide evidence of success stories, including the creation of financially empowerment Zambian entrepreneurship and millionaires. He emphasized that Zambia wants proof of real progress, not theories or unverified statistics. He further questioned the effectiveness of government funding initiatives, urging the ministry to showcase visible beneficiaries whose businesses are progressing and creating jobs.
And the entrepreneurs must be paraded so that we can see them, just like we have seen. In South Africa, there are millionaires, and that country has produced millionaires they are proud of. Nigeria has got the Dangotes of this world. It's because the government of Nigeria has created an enabling environment for business to thrive. That's why we've got banks and all those by indigenous Nigerians. Now, when we come to Zambia, this is the only country where we are not proud of our own business people. And now with the creation of the Ministry of SME, we want the government to give to us what the deliverables for that ministry are against what they have been able to produce in the last 4 years. If they've got nothing to prove, then that ministry must be given back to the Ministry of Commerce.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has raised concern over the growing misuse of fertility drugs without proper medical supervision, warning that the trend is putting women's lives at serious risk across the country. The organization says it has observed a rise in unsupervised use of medications such as Clomid, Metrazole, and Genotropins, often used from unregulated channels or used outside clinical settings without proper evaluation, prescriptions, or monitoring. MQHZ cautioned that the inappropriate or excessive use of these drugs can result in several health complications, including ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, which can be fatal in extreme cases. Director General Dr. Queens Mwambu called for urgent action to address the situation, citing low public awareness and the rise of unlicensed practitioners as key contributors factors.
MQHZ strongly urges women to seek care only from licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, or trained gynecologists in clinics that are properly equipped for monitoring and testing. We understand that infertility is a deeply personal and very sensitive challenge, but no woman should risk her health or her life in the pursuit of pregnancy. So we call on the authority, healthcare bodies, and the media to take urgent action to safeguard women's reproductive health across the country.
The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has announced that it will conduct a step survey on non-commutable diseases to provide comprehensive care to areas found with alarming results. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Institute Director General Roma Chilenji says the survey is due to the growing concerns on non-commutable diseases, which he described as the killer disease due to its silent killer. He says the survey will follow the last survey in 2017, considering increased life expectancy. He says the survey will be conducted, will test over 5,000